This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Authorities seem to agree that something went wrong, but it's not easy to agree just how and why a man with a dangerous form of tuberculosis traveled so widely. Andrew Speaker's trips to Europe and back triggered a health scare that left Congress looking for answers yesterday. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the answers they found and answers they didn't.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter said at the outset of the Senate hearing that lawmakers had a fairly simple goal.
We have to make a determination of as to who said what to whom when and what the emphasis was and who's responsible for this international incident.
That would be no easy task. A key point of contention remains what Speaker was told in a May 10th meeting with Fulton County health officials to discuss treatment options. That was the meeting where he was told his TB was resistant to most first-line drugs. Testifying via phone from his hospital room in Denver, Speaker said officials told him they preferred that he not travel, but didn't order him not to.
I was clearly told, word for word, I was not contagious and I was not a threat to anyone.
Fulton County Health Official Eric Benning told CNN a somewhat different version of the meeting last week.
We did tell him in no uncertain terms that he should not travel, and we told him the reasons why.
But last night on CNN's Larry King Live, Speaker's father played a bit of the surreptitious tape he made of the meeting. In that tape, Benning is heard telling Speaker what he could expect during treatment in Denver.
I don't know, but because of the fact that you actually are not contagious, there's no reason for you to be sequestered.
Thus buttressing Speaker's assertions that doctors told him he wasn't a threat. And Benning's boss, Fulton County Health Director Stephen Katkowski, told the Senate committee that Speaker wasn't forbidden to travel during the meeting because the county legally didn't have the authority.
Action can't be taken until a violation has occurred. I can't look at somebody and say, they might rob a bank. I have to wait until they rob the bank to then be able to take the necessary legal action.
Still, Katkowski says he finds it hard to believe that Speaker could have come away from the meeting thinking it was okay for him to get on an airplane.
So if it's a misunderstanding, it seems clear that all of the physicians that were involved in that May 10th meeting conveyed that he was told not to travel. So if there was a miscommunication, I'm not sure on whose part.
But Speaker got on an airplane anyway. In fact, he left 2 days earlier than he'd originally planned. He flew to Paris, then to Greece for his wedding, followed by a honeymoon in Italy. Why hadn't he checked into the hospital in Denver instead?
We knew it would take 2 to 3 weeks to find out which drugs I was susceptible to. It would take a few weeks to get a bed in Denver. And as long as I'm walking around and I'm not a threat to anyone, why not go on my honeymoon instead of just sitting at work and going to court and doing everything else?
But while Speaker was touring Rome with his new bride, tests that had been sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention before he left came back. He didn't just have drug-resistant TB, but extensively drug-resistant TB, an even more dangerous strain. A CDC quarantine officer tracked Speaker down late May 23rd, but again, accounts of the conversations differ. Here's how CDC quarantine chief Martin Setran described it last week.
One of my quarantine officers who spoke to him to share the information about the culture results had to make clear under no uncertain terms should he use commercial aircraft. We also indicated that we were looking at and working options to safely arrange his transport back to the United States. That would require some time.
Speaker said the CDC officer, Dr. David Kim, said he'd call back the next day with travel arrangements. But instead, Kim called Speaker's parents and said if they wanted to fly their son home, they'd have to raise as much as $140,000 to hire a private jet. Speaker's mother Cheryl and father Ted explained their response in an interview on ABC's Good Morning America earlier this week.
And we said to Dr. Kim, we don't have $140,000. And he said to us on the telephone,
so that's exactly what he said.
Meanwhile, Kim told Andrew Speaker he should be evaluated at a hospital in Italy. But what Speaker heard was that he could end up in that hospital indefinitely. So the couple ran, first flying to Prague, then to Montreal. They drove back to the U.S. in a rented car via Champlain, New York. That's where a border guard, who's since been suspended, ignored a warning to detain Speaker and waved him through. Interviewed from his hospital room last night on CNN, Speaker says he's learned some important lessons.
Knowing what I know now, everything would have been different. If they had have told me, instead of telling me that I'm not contagious, if they had have said, you have a chance of putting your daughter at risk, I never would have gotten on a plane. I wouldn't have gone back home.
Public health officials say they're going to do things differently, too, but it may take them a little bit longer to figure out how. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a timeline at NPR.org and compare Andrew Speaker's account of his ordeal with what government officials are saying.